Hello, this is Stephen Merritt from the Magnetic Fields, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Then I'm going, oh, you got it right first time, yeah. Oh, Welcome to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. And at the top, we heard Pulp from their 1994 album, His and Hers. That was Pink Glove. And Pulp have been teasing tour dates. They're going to be playing a few festivals in Europe next summer. They played a bunch of shows recently, and hoping that they announce some North American shows coming up. I've never seen Pulp. I did see Jarvis Cocker play a solo show at the Commodore with choir practice, and it was delightful. But it would be great to go to Barcelona to Primavera Sound to go see them, but be more convenient if they would come to Vancouver or nearby. All right, on today's show, some new music. New music is starting to slow to a trickle as the year winds up, but we've got a couple of new things to play. I'm going to be previewing some shows happening this weekend, in particular the big Darkwave show happening at the Astoria on Saturday. And let's kick off with some Bill Can. New local band just put out a record called Mudbath. And if you like what you hear, you can listen to Chris Horrific's Parts Unknown show. He did an interview with them on Monday. So worth checking that out if you dig this sound. This is the song Child of the Mud. Here is Bill Can.
Hey Vancouver, for fans of Ocean Alley, Flip Turn, and Still Woozy, alt rockers Juice are bringing their signature blend of rock, pop, R&B, and hip-hop to the Biltmore Cabaret on February 3rd, with support from Hembree. Tickets are on sale now. Get yours at admitone.com.
Looking for an audioscape to put your mind at ease? Landscapes by Dune is a musical journey through sampling and field recording. From the busy streets of Toronto to BC's picturesque landscapes, the Belgian artist recorded an array of sounds during his travels across Canada. Landscapes will be released on Pop Guitari Records Bandcamp on December 8th and will be available on all streaming platforms on December 15th. For more information, check out at Dune as Dune on Facebook, Instagram, and SoundCloud.
Holding on to dreams where you belong. Only sunny days, never felt afraid. Clear a mountain air when tangling your hair in the remembering. Vision shape shifting. You say you can't wait to. You're coming home real soon, but when you can't wait to. You're coming home real soon.
いつかのまんまの前が引っ裂かったぶりのあんたも 楽しくなんか踊ってる。今までたくさん泣いたよ、だけどもなんかわかったよ。本当にどうもありがとう、これからどうにかなりそう。
That was GG from the 2010 album Maintenant. That was the song I'm Not Coming Out Tonight, featuring Sydney Hermont of Hello Blue Roses and Marissa Johnson. And I met someone named GG at a wreath-making party on Saturday, and I was like, oh, do you know that band GG? And they did not. So I was like, I owe a public service to let more people know about GG. That was a project of Nick Kurgovich and Colin Stewart from The Hive, and many, many, many other collaborators. Great record. Recommend checking it out. Before that, we heard Yuma Abe from his new record, Surprisingly All Right. That was the song Igeto Nanka Heiki. And Yuma Abe is going to be in Vancouver on February 10th. He'll be playing at the Fox Cabaret. Before that, we heard Elcon from Telephone Explosion Records. The album is called The Isolator. And that was the song What If Heidi Likes the City? That is the project of Lisa Conway Bueller, a sound artist and musician and composer, and I've been really enjoying that record lately. And at the top, we heard Bill Cann. All right, so I mentioned it earlier, but this Saturday night, there's going to be a great Darkwave show, a bit of a throwback at the Astoria I haven't seen a show at the Astoria in a very long time. And it's going to be headlined by In Mirrors. And so Jesse has put together a bill. Also on the bill are Total Chroma, Boys in Blush, Aster Dawn, Devours will be emceeing the evening, and Nick M. from the band Cosmetics will be DJing between sets. So yeah, should be a really fun night. So I recommend heading on down to the Astoria and wear black. So let's start off with the most recent single from In Mirrors. This is a reworking of the title track from their debut LP from a few years ago. That was called Escape to Berlin, and this song is just entitled Berlin now. And it's, yeah, you if you are familiar with the original, it has definitely been switched around a bit. But I yeah, quite like it. All right, so here is In Mirrors, and here is Berlin.
Thank you. interested in radio? Do you want to start your own show but you don't know where to get started? Make your radio dreams come true by joining a collective. From the news collective, the arts collective, the music collective, the sports collective, the accessibility collective, the indigenous collective, and the intersectionality collective, there's something for everyone. And we provide free technical training to get started. Explore these worlds virtually and in person, and be prepared to make fun friends. For more information, visit citr.ca/get involved.
Are you a writer?
Listener?
Dreamer?
Music nerd?
Want to cover artists?
Visit venues?
Write something?
Events?
Personal essays?
Anything!
Submit to Discorder magazine and then take it a step further on Hail Discordia with your hosts, Zoe
and Izzy. Hail Discordia is an audio translation of Discorder magazine. We interview writers, play music and soundscapes, and do a deep dive of each zine issue. Hail Discordia plays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the third Thursday of every month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Submit something for the magazine and come onto the show, or just tune in and listen. We promise it's worth it.
All right, that was Tiga from Montreal and Hudson Mohawk from Scotland. That was from their most recent collaboration EP, Lextasy, entitled In Order 2. That was the name of the song. And Tiga is coming to Vancouver. Just announced he'll be playing at the Paradise on December 30th, and tickets are on sale now. I love Tiga all the way back to his cover of Hot in Here and Shoes and lots of other great Toe Tappers, Tiga, great. Before that, we heard Astrodon from the Heresy EP, and that was the song Shadow Slip. Before that, we heard Boys in Blush with the song Arbutus Kiss, which is the title track from that record. Before that, we heard Red State featuring Devours from the album Lapland, released earlier this year. That was Total Chroma. And at the top, we heard In Mirrors. Another big show happening this weekend, there are actually two shows happening at Redgate on Sunday night and Sunday afternoon. That is when Black Belt Eagle Scout and Mount Eerie will be playing two sold-out shows at Redgate. I snoozed on this, did not get my tickets in time, thought, oh, maybe we're going to be out of town. I don't know, I don't want to commit. Bam, sold out, both shows, darn. So if you have tickets, have fun. And both excellent performers, and seeing it at Redgate will be very special. So we're going to start off with the song Nobody by Black Belt Eagle Scout. Here we go.
And I find it so much from you, young people of the modern megastate. The adults have always brought you food. Now they've stopped showing up, and you find yourself thrusted out into the night alone. When you walk into the night alone, hunting and gathering and sleeping in caves, will you cook faithful to the recipe? Or will you open your nose and go out in the rain and find food for the first time? If you're hungry beneath the full moon, in the dark belly of the modern megastate, find what you have left to give up. If your friends convince you you should get a tattoo, it should say generosity. Unburdened by inheritance, you can walk out upright and go into the night of this newborn present moment and make eye contact with others.
That was Mount Erie from the compilation The Song Is Coming From Inside the House, which was a fundraiser for the Groundswell Rapid Response Fund in April of 2020. And that was the song Cooking Part 2. Maybe a slight rarity for Mount Erie. And at the top there we heard Black Belt Eagle Scout. Both of them at Redgate on Sunday. If you have a spare ticket and you want to help out your pal Duncan, just drop me a line. You know, hey. Why not? All right. That's going to do it for this episode of Duncan's Donuts. Next week, I will be traveling to the North Pole, to the Arctic Research, CITR's Arctic Research Station, in an attempt to interview Santa Claus for my holiday special show. So tune in for that if you like seasonal music. And the week after that, I will have a special end of year best of show. So I'm going to ask if it can be a little longer. Sometimes it's nice to go 2 hours for that, but we shall see. But I'll have to pre-record that because the sub will, or the nest will be closed where we have our studios. Tune in to that in a couple weeks. And then back to regular programming in January. Thanks so much for listening. You know, I'll be doing my best of show in a couple of weeks, but lots of best of the year lists are starting to be published, and it's always cool to check those out and see what you might have missed and see what other people are into. One list that I always look out for is by Shawn Michaels and the team at the blog Said the Gramophone. They don't really, they aren't much of an MP3 blog anymore, but every year they have a great list of the top 100 songs of the year, and yeah, it's great. So I'd recommend checking out Said the Gramophone and seeing what they have there, and they post all the music as well, which is very nice. So I'm gonna kick it over to their number one pick for the year. So this is the song Borrowed Trouble by Feist, from her record Multitudes. So that'll close us out, and I shall see you next week from the North Pole. Okay, bye everyone.
day before your wits are gathered, even before you are awake. Your thoughts will find a clock to wind and put dissent into your ear, even before your eyes are open. The plot has thickened round your fear. We borrow trouble since we all know how. It's an expression from the old days, but even more true now. We borrow trouble. Dead weight. So good at picturing the life that I was gonna be left out of, rather than the one I'd made. Well, these are really words. They gather heavy on my mind, knitting thoughts like they're my destiny, like they're the measurement of time. I live on borrowed time. It's a poor skill to get so good at making wrong what is alright. We all borrow trouble. Seems we all know how. It's an expression from the old days. Even more true
here. I'd like to wish you all a super funk Christmas and a golden new year.